It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. We're going to be in the book of John, John chapter 12. We're going to be reading from verse 26 to verse 37. John chapter 12, verse 26 through 37. Please open your Bibles with me so that we can read together and enjoy the Word of God today. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. It's such a joy to have you together with us today to study the Word of God. I would like to share with you that we do our services. I don't take much time to do this, but I'd like to take a few minutes today. Sunday morning, our services start at 9:30 for Sunday school, at 10:35 for church, and then each Sunday night we have Bible study at 7 o'clock, and then the following Wednesday night at 7 o'clock we have Bible study here as well. Also on Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock we have a ladies' Bible study. So please that you enjoy and participate in these if you would like to. We'd love to have you. We enjoy having folks come to see us to, again, spend more time together studying the Word of God. But I'm glad that you've joined us today. I hope that that has given you enough time to open your Bibles and be prepared to study the Word of God. John chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said, It thundered. And others said, An angel spake to him. And Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus answered them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest the darkness come unto you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Why, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and hid himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I enjoy this time. I ask that you will take this word and touch each and every heart of every listener, that they too will enjoy it, that they will hear from you. They know that salvation is through and by you and you only, that your peace and your joy you will give unto them if they'll come to you today. Please, Lord, we live in such a world that our time is so minimal to serve you and to walk with you, and we apologize for that, Lord. Please forgive us that we do not tie the things of this world together and claim them to be more important than you. Now, please, Lord, help us to see your strength and your will, see your salvation, and see the peace and joy that you would like to give us and that we can have so easily. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continued as we have studied this precious scripture. I started with verse 26. We have looked at verse 26 and 27, and we're going to tie 27 and 28 in together, so we'll begin really with verse 28 today. It says, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. He says, Father, glorify thy name. You know, we need to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look to the Word of God, we find so many lessons and so much direction. We need to pay attention to it. So often when we pray and we go unto the Lord, while we go with complaints, we find ourselves wondering why we don't have certain things. We complain about what we don't have. We complain about what we do have, if it's a heartache or an illness or something like that. Our prayer life consists more of, Lord, give me, give me, give me. I need. Why haven't I been given this? That's kind of our prayer requests and our prayer life, instead of asking the Lord for His will, asking Him for His direction, following that, then also asking and knowing that as we do His will, we will bring honor and glory unto the Father. Please that you will do that. The Lord Jesus will do that. He has done that. He's followed His Father's will completely, not short in any way, and He lived up completely to what He came to do, perfect in every way. He brought glory unto the Lord. He brought glory unto His Father. He will be bringing glory unto Him as He faces the cross. Now, as we find these scripture verses here, and the 27th, "Now is my soul troubled, what shall I say?" We're in John chapter 12, verse 27. "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Now, Father, glorify thy name." And then came this voice. But first of all, we need to see in verse 27 and 28 that as the Lord Jesus was facing the cross of Calvary, He was facing a death, and a painful, painful death that none of us could bear. And it wasn't the physical pain. Yes, it would be something equal that we could hardly bear, could barely bear. But we could not bear the sin, the weight and the pain of the sin that was laid upon the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus was perfect. He had never sinned, and yet it had been placed upon Him every sin of every person that has ever lived. And He held that. He bare that sin. And so not only was it the awful beating, the cruel judgment that He faced and the beating, being nailed to the cross, being not able to tell whether He was man or beast, and then to die that way would have been the most horrid, and could we have taken that on ourselves? Yet that was nothing compared with the pain and the burden that was with our sin as He died on the cross. Please look to the Lord Jesus for strength. He did look to the Father and says, "Father, is there any way? Save me from this hour." But He knew that for the purpose that He was brought to earth, that He came to earth and He lived, was for the purpose of dying on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And so He said, "For this purpose, now, Father, glorify thy name." Instead of us looking at our prayer list and complaining and wanting this and desiring that, His life, His death, will bring honor and glory unto His Father. Our life and our death should bring honor and glory unto our Father. You know, for whatever purpose, whatever trial or tribulation you're going through right now, please look unto the Lord Jesus Christ for your strength. I hope that you know Him as your Savior. We're going through many verses of Scripture a little later today, and I hope that we get that far concerning walking in the light. We look at the Lord Jesus being lifted up in a few verses, down in verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Please that you come to the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. And when you have come to Him, confessed your sin, and enjoy this walk with Him, you know, and please know for sure, that the Lord Jesus is with you. He is in your heart. He will give you strength to carry any load, because He has been through every example and every trial and heartache there is. He has been through it. And so please that you would look at your own trials and tribulations. You know that you have a God, you have a Savior that has been through that. He has faced such times and such pain and such tribulation. And so you can go to Him and He will lift you up and carry you through it. I want you to know that. I want you to understand one of the joys, one of the many joys of being a believer in Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to face some pain and much pain, and sometimes it's pain more than we can imagine, more than we think we can handle. But if you'll remember, Jesus went to the cross and He handled pain many, many times, multiplied many times more than we'll ever face here. And so praise God, praise our God that He has saved us, set us free, that we will not have to spend eternity in hell fires because of our sin, because He has died on the cross and taken it away. Let your prayers move. Let your prayers change from why don't I have this? Why can't I have that? Why do I have this? To I praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for all that You have given me, and I will honor and praise Your name. As we look to the voice here in verse 28, and Father, glorify Thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it. The Father and the Lord Jesus, as He came to earth in doing His Father's will, brought honor and glory unto His Father. God the Father He brought honor and glory to. Well, He will continue that same process, because when He goes to the cross of Calvary and dies upon that cross, He will bring honor and glory unto His Heavenly Father. We should do the same with our life and with our death. We can do that when we follow His will and follow His way, and we'll stop asking these requests, give me please, and hand it to me, and why don't I have this? Those things will end and will begin to bring honor and glory into the Lord. We have a joy of seeing three different times now that the Father has spoken to the Son. And again, a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it. The Father is speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father is speaking to the Son. And if you'll look with me back to Matthew chapter 3, we'll look very quickly at the other two times that this has occurred. Matthew chapter 3, we'll find one to be at the beginning of the ministry of the Lord Jesus. And we find Matthew chapter 3. We'll go over to the 17th verse. And we have when John the Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus. And verse 16, it would be a good place for us to begin, Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto Him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That's the first time, the beginning of His ministry. Let's look at something took place kind of midway. If we'll look at Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. We will look at the 5th verse. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. But ye say, I'm at the wrong chapter. Matthew 17, verse 5. I went to 15, verse 7. I'm always turning numbers around. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. While He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. When the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were so afraid. Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. Oh, it's a joy to see as the Lord Jesus hears from His Father. His Father speaks to Him. That was twice. The third time is right here in John chapter 12 and chapter 17. I'll get it straight in a second. As we come to John chapter 12, verse 28. Father, glorify Thy name. Then came therefore a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. we find the voice coming from the heavens three times. I get a couple Bibles open here, and then I get to the wrong chapter and get to looking at the wrong numbers. Please forgive me and listen clearly just to the Word of God. But those three times are times that God the Father connected by a verbal voice with God the Son here upon earth. And so again, what was the purpose? And we find verse 28, the Father glorified thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake unto him. But Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Why was the voice from heaven a verbal voice of God spoken down to the Lord Jesus Christ here upon earth, the Son of God, so that people could hear and would know without a question that that is the Son of God, God Himself here upon earth? That's the reason. Please that we enjoy these precious words as we study them. We find that the Lord Jesus, by His suffering, He will bring honor and glory unto His Father. Many times, again, we have to suffer. And when that comes, please don't look as though that God's judgment hand is upon you at all. You just lift up the name of the Lord Jesus, ask Him to give you the strength and the power, and say, I know, Lord Jesus, You have been through much greater than I'll ever have to face. So please give me the strength to come through this time, and through it, let me bring honor and glory unto You. As we heard these words, we know again that God the Father says, You have and You will continue to bring honor and glory unto Me. And then we look at the statement from the people, verse 29. The people, therefore, we know why the Lord Jesus, why the voice came. It wasn't for the Lord Jesus Himself, it was for the people to hear it, and we know that according to verse 30, John 12, 30. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of Me, but for your sakes. Let's look to see what they heard. We need to back up to verse 29. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to them. It thundered. Many times, God is speaking with a verbal voice, heard it, word for word, man could hear it. But instead of listening, they made an excuse for it. God clearly spoke, but many people, today, the liberals in our churches, today, the atheists of the world, those that don't believe there is a God, those at every point between, deny even when they hear the voice of God that it is God. The voice came from heaven. The Lord Jesus said, that's not for me, it's for you. And yet they said, it was a thunder. Going with some natural phenomenon that took place, something that they heard. Must be thunder. It was the voice of God, but they denied it, and they will continue to. There's going to be a bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, yet they denied that. It was just a noise. Is that where you're at today? The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, when God Himself came down here upon the earth to save you and followed every step of His Father's will and went to the cross and died on the cross, 3 days later came out of that grave, was alive, 40 days later ascended back to His Father, and He is with His Father right now. We serve a living God, and you say it was a noise? Because you deny Jesus Christ to be your Savior. You even deny the fact that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Open your eyes, my friend. You need to see the light. Others said they were very spiritual. Others said must have been an angel. Well, in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord that came down here upon earth, the reference to the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament was many times the Lord Jesus, a pre-incarnate Christ, him coming to earth and taking on another body for another purpose. And the title was the angel of the Lord. We heard his voice many times in the Old Testament. So they were thinking maybe along the right lines, or did they think it was just some supernatural occurrence and claimed it to be, must be an angel? They were too blind to see the Lord Jesus himself, the angel of the Lord of the Old Testament. They were too blind to see he was standing right before him. One said it was just a noise. The other recognized it to be something supernatural, and so they claimed it to be an angel, and yet did not recognize that Jesus was standing right before him. What a beautiful picture we have today. When the Word of God is proclaimed, and you come into the house of God, and I hope where you go to church, the Word of God is proclaimed. If it isn't, if the gospel isn't presented, if the death, burial, and resurrection, if you say, yes, I've heard it, yes, he talks about it a little bit, but if he doesn't call you to a place of repentance, turn from your wicked ways and turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior and the one that can take every sin away and forgive you of your sin, write the debt off. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you have not asked him to come into your heart and to save you, then please, you just as well move on to another place of worship. It's not worship at all. Go to another club. Well, don't go to another club. Go to some place that preaches the truth. Search it out. Don't waste your time. Time's too short. Time's too precious to not be in a place where the truth is preached, where you may learn the way of God and the will of God through the preaching of the Word of God, through the precious study of the Word of God. Don't waste your time in a liberal church. If you're a non-believer and you just heard a noise, you feel that conviction today? Scripture tells us, verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." I don't know how, I don't know why you're listening to this program today. I don't know where you might be, but if you're listening to it, that Holy Spirit is drawing you unto the living God through the Word of God. Please come to him today. Trust in him for your salvation, because you are lost and dying in your sin. Judgment is coming. We need to have spiritual help to see the Lord Jesus. And God the Father, through the Spirit of God, gives us that. Gives us a special help to see the Lord Jesus, because we are naturally blinded and dead. As we look to the Scripture, verse 30, Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." Will you listen? It wasn't for Jesus. It was for you. It was for me, that we would hear the voice of God and be drawn unto the Savior, the Lord Jesus. So listen very carefully. Now, this is the judgment of this world. This is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. How is Satan? Maybe I need to explain. Satan is the prince of this world. You wonder why you have so much trouble and this old world is so deteriorated and so sin-sick and it doesn't seem to have any level of morals anymore. It just continues to deteriorate. If you're one of those that say everything's getting better, oh, you take a look. Because if you're saying it's getting better, I know that you don't have the light of the Lord Jesus. Now, it doesn't bother me that it's getting worse, but I do accept the fact that it is getting worse. And it will continue to get worse until Jesus Christ comes again and sets his kingdom up. And there'll be a stage of worsening at the rapture of the church, when all believers in Jesus Christ, those that are true believers, that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus and confessed Him to be their Savior, are taken. At the rapture, that will usher in the tribulation period. There'll be 7 years of tribulation, of horror and pain that has never been seen on this earth before and never be seen again. At the close of that 7 years, the Lord Jesus Himself will come down and defeat the enemy. And there He will usher in the thousand-year millennium. And for 1,000 years, He will rule and reign upon this earth. Oh, it's wonderful to watch, to study the Word of God, to look through the Word of God. But how is this Satan, how is Satan, the prince of this world, cast out? We need to look first to the Lord Jesus, His death on the cross, because you see, it was judgment of the world. It was judgment of the prince of this world. And if you would go with me to John chapter 16, John chapter 16, I hope you're looking this up with me. John chapter 16. Verses 7 through 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. When He is come, He will reprove the world of sin. Look at the work that's to be done. When the Holy Spirit, that is the Comforter, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me. This is the judgment that's coming. If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, have this wonderful personal relationship with Jesus. If you refuse that, judgment is certain. Of righteousness, because I go to My Father, and ye see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. How is Satan, the prince of this world, to be cast out? There will be in stages. The defeat of Satan and the victory of Jesus Christ we will find at the cross of Calvary. The defeat of Satan and the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in a world that is judged. It said He came to die a judgment. A judgment for the sins of the world. If the world does not accept this, the world is judged. Again, how is Satan, the prince of this world, cast out? In steps. The defeat, the victory, is won. Jesus Christ won the victory. Satan is defeated. But there is a period of time that he will seem to rule and to reign. I'm not sure Satan realized with the death of Jesus what victory that Jesus won and how that the devil was defeated. At the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, he began to understand what was to take place. We have these steps that Satan will face. Revelation 12:10, Revelation 20 verse 3, Revelation 20 verse 10. We will begin with those verses the next time we come together. But I ask you, as we face and look at the defeat of Satan, as we look at the judgment of this world, as we look at those that refuse to come to Jesus Christ, what did John chapter 16 say unto us? Of sin, because they believe not on Me. Will you please come to Jesus today and be saved? Have your sins forgiven. Be set free. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?